on Talk Radio.
Now, I have to confess for this next segment, it's not something I'm massively versed on, so I'm going to hand over to my right honourable lady, Anna Williamson, to explain to me about it.
Cheers, my love. Now, yeah, this is a bit of a new... Well, I say this, a lot of people are just starting to get to know the term gaslighting.
I've heard it a few times, bandied around.
Right, so it's with regards to psychological and emotional abuse. Okay, right. We're going straight in. I know this is going to be quite a tough listen, maybe, for some, but I want it to be an educational listen.
Okay.
Because I've had, with my therapy hat on, a lot of people floating this around recently. It's been making the news quite a lot in the last week about gaslighting. Now, the term comes from the 1940 play Gaslighting.
It was
turned into a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from gaslighting. And the term means, what does it mean? Well, the actual definition is to manipulate someone by psychological means into doubting their own sanity.
Right. Okay? So a bit like Julia Roberts sleeping with the enemy.
Yes, exactly. And in the movie and in the play, it was a man and a wife, and the man who was the abuser, the manipulator, would dim the gas lights in the house. This is why we've coined the term gaslighting. And his wife would see the lights were dimmed, but he would completely refute that had happened, and he would then place it back on her and go, "What are you talking about? They haven't been dimming."
Like the twits. Took a little bit of the walking
That's
stick.
That's it. That's exactly. Do you know what? Okay. There was gaslighting in the twits.
Dahl ahead of his time once again.
He was. It's a very gradual manipulative process.
Yeah.
And it does come under the emotional abuse umbrella. Now, the reason why it flagged to me this week was because I have been in an emotionally abusive relationship. And it's only become apparent to me recently that actually I was a victim of gaslighting myself within this relationship. And it's very subtle and it's very gradual. And it is when someone just starts to make you question the reality on things. Did I really say that? Did I think that? And they're almost telling you that black is white and you're absolutely crazy because and then it goes to one step further when they then can bring another but so and so thinks this about you, and so it sort of add this army. So I mean, just a few examples of how it can make you feel like crazy, but just to let everyone know, you are not crazy, okay? One of the most insidious things about it is the denial of reality. But it can really make you start to feel like you are losing your mind. And trust me, you aren't. But it's when someone is manipulating you and you end up second-guessing yourself and turning your attention to yourself as the person to blame. Okay. Would it help if I gave an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's an analogy. So a close friend... So let's say of somebody that's writing this. So a close friend of hers was always running late.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, she pointed this out to him, noting that it was not respectful. His response was to then tell her she was too insensitive about that. But over time, when this dynamic would continue to happen, it would lead to arguing. And when she persisted, he would say, "You really have a problem with time, don't you?" And she in turn ended up thinking that he actually might be right. So she began to doubt herself. I began to think, well, what is the problem if someone is late? Maybe I'm not flexible enough in my thinking. Maybe it's me that has the big issue. This is what is called the gaslight effect. It's gaslighting over time leads to somebody experiencing this effect, but it can't happen unless you allow it to. Now, I've experienced it with just...
I think a lot of people have experienced this to some degree. Whether it's,
In my relationship, I used to get questioned.
Well, it could be at work. It could be
work, home, relationships, family. And there are lots of key signs, and I think we'll probably find out some of those.
We've got Mark Silvert, who's a psychiatrist at the Blue Tree Clinic in London, who will not be a stranger to this type of behaviour. Is that right, Mark?
Hi, guys. Yeah, that's right. A lot of clients come in and experiencing gaslighting, obviously feeling very vulnerable and distressed because they're in a relationship, for example, as you've mentioned, with a partner who's making them feel like they're crazy.
Or doing things that they perceive in some way to be wrong, right?
Right, absolutely. When they're not, and they might have quite fair suspicions that their partner might be lying to them or cheating on them, and they're actually correct, but obviously the response from their partner is to make them feel crazy in a way that protects themselves.
Right.
So why is the perpetrator doing this? What is their gain from this? Because it is a form of abuse, isn't it, Mark?
It is a form of abuse, and we used to think something as gaslighting as quite extreme, so that people like sociopaths or psychopaths would do that. Somebody that could be appearing quite charming, but actually, very dishonest. But actually, what we see now is lots of people are coming through. It's much more common. And I think, a lot of it is to do with the advent of, I would suggest, that people are more socially mobile. They're using their apps for dating. So you might be in a relationship, casual or possibly more serious, but We all know people can download on a whim, maybe to boost their sense of self-esteem, a dating app, for example. And then if your partner sees that, they could accuse you of that. And you can quite quickly delete it and say, no, you didn't see that. And even that is a form of gaslighting, something I see every week in my clinic.
Mm. And I think sometimes it can be feeling guilty about something that you actually know. I mean, I'm putting myself in this context. I used to be constantly accused of cheating and I genuinely 100% hadn't. But yet it almost got to a point where I thought, well, am I speaking to male friends of mine in any other way that's not platonic friendship? And you start to question, am I overly tactile? Am I overly, you know, am I? And actually a lot of it, the focus was on him, and it was him that was actually displaying these tendencies in his own life, but he was reversing them back onto me to make me self-doubt and to almost throw me off the scent. I mean, would you say that's something you see? And what other tactics do you see from people that are coming through your clinic?
Yeah, that's something we see. And I imagine, I'm just guessing, but your partner himself may have been cheating.
Yeah, he was. I found that out. Yeah,
he was, right? Yeah. So that's his.
It wasn't the ballet dancer, sort of, was it?
He wasn't the ballet dancer, right, no. He wasn't the ballet dancer. No, the ballet dancer was fine.
It's fine, carry on.
There's
Mark.
Been a few in the back catalogue, Mark. Do you know what I mean? Sorry, crack on, Mark.
So, you know, it's a form of overcompensation, really. So he's doing the cheating but wants to put you off guard. It's almost like the best form of defense is to attack and therefore to say, oh, are you cheating on me? So that you would not think that he might be actually the one doing the cheating. It's a form of psychological bullying, really. And it is something that we do see. So when people come in, they might be depressed to the point of actually feeling quite suicidal because they know inherently there's something going on. Like you may have suspected, Anna, that something's going wrong in the relationship. And their partner is telling them, oh, no, it's you. For psychological problems. Look at, they might use their mental health history against them, which is obviously incredibly distressing for them. They might say, you know, you've suffered from depression and anxiety before. This is what's going on now. So, it is something we're seeing more and more. We use the term gaslighting and often have to explain what that is, as you're doing today on the radio show, to our patients. And when they figure that out, and that's what's been going on, can actually make them feel better. And then we help them through therapy move away from that partner who is usually bullying them psychologically.
Well, I think now it's been given a name, people will be able to kind of attach themselves to it, because it sounds as it's quite a common thing that's been happening for a long, long time. I'm sure most people have been in a relationship or been in a situation where they've gaslighted, or possibly even inadvertently been the gaslighter themselves without realizing the damage that it's been doing. What tips can you offer, Mark?
I think the first thing to do, as you say, is to recognize what's going on. And if you don't feel that you are crazy, which, you know, no one does ever, but if you feel that there is evidence there and then your partner is saying, well, no, that you're acting in a strange way, you're acting defensively, these things aren't happening, you know, check in with your friends, check in with your family, see what they tell you. They'll be a good sort of barometer to let you know and support you, because they should hopefully have your best interests at heart. And, you know, I would progress down the line of speaking to your friends and family. You don't need to go to a psychiatrist initially, but if you are struggling because it's making you feel depressed or anxious, then, you know, speaking to your GP, going to a psychiatrist or a therapist and reflecting on these things could be useful. And we're the first to tell people, look, you know, do not be blinded by what your partner is doing to you. You are being gaslit. And that can really be helpful.
And I think on that point with friends and family, one of the symptoms of being a gaslighter is to try and remove someone a little bit from their friends and family. I know I felt that, put a bit of a wedge in. So again, absolutely. I think sometimes to recognise that and think, actually, am I making excuses for my partner and his behaviour? Am I starting to fib to kind of cover up how he is behaving or how he's making me feel? Well, and don't allow those friends and family to leave you.
Well, you're reminding me of one patient whose boyfriend absolutely hates her going to therapy because he knows that by coming that we might suggest, actually, you know, the evidence you bring when you're finding on your partner's phone Tinder or your examples of text messages from other women, that, you know, she is being gaslit when he says you're crazy. These are messages from, you know, a year ago when they're quite evidently have come in the night before and things like that. So you're absolutely right. You know, they will try and stop you possibly being friendly with people or speaking to your family even if they feel that might be a way to suss out what's going on.
Fantastic. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. That's Mark Silver, psychiatrist at the Blue Tree Clinic in London. If you feel as though you might be a victim or even a perpetrator of that, then, like as Mark said, maybe try to speak to your family first.
Yep.
Failing that, you can get in touch with Talk Radio and we'll put you in the right direction. Not a problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the main thing is don't suffer in silence with it, because it can make you feel like you are going mad. And I promise you, you're not. That's why it came up today. Mark was saying about it can lead to people to suicidal thoughts. The reason it flagged me this weekend was because actually it was all hooked on a story of actual suicide.
Oh, really?
A mum of three. It got so much that she decided to end it. And now that's why her family are now speaking out about gaslighting and about trying to just, as exactly as you said, Jamie, almost giving a label to something that I think we all understand exists.
Yeah, it's been in films, you know. Most people have had have come across it at some point, I would imagine.
I think
but
so.
Now that you know that there's a thing, it's a thing that's being tackled.
And to catch yourself, because there are times when you get a bit suspicious, don't you? But just to be aware of when that suspicion can turn into something a little bit more sinister.
Yeah, absolutely right. After the break, we're going to go for some news in a second, maybe a break. We're going to come back and have a bit of a chat. Coming up later, though, we're talking about this humanists, which is quite a cool little thing.
It's very cool. And I speak of someone that has a faith. I'm very into humanists.
Okay, so we'll be chatting about that after the break. But first, here are the news headlines from Rachel Jewell.
Talk Radio.